Hey guys, you're listening to the Teens for the Nation podcast. Let's get right into this. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Teens for the Nation podcast with your host, Cade McLemore. I know it's been kind of a little while since we filmed, and it's been a while. I'm very much aware of that. Some things have been going on, but I finally have got this podcast in line, and we'll be back to normal hours. I know that sounded kind of like a business, but every Sunday at 12 p.m. Today's episode, as you can see in the title, is called Dealing with Depression. And we're going to go ahead and kick this straight off. No icebreaker today, maybe in the future, but we're going to go ahead and get into this because this is a pretty serious topic. And disclaimer before I start any of this, I am not a licensed professional and I have no background experience of dealing with any educated professionals or anything like that. Anywho, and I will also say if you are struggling with suicide or suicidal thoughts, please talk to a trusted adult or message me. I'm here. But anywho, today's episode, we are just going to kind of examine the depression, just kind of talk about it and why teenagers struggle with it and how do we overcome it. To answer the first question is why do teenagers struggle with it is because I think that there is a lack of adult trust. Yeah, adult trust. And I think that that is so vital for teenagers because, you know, we need an adult to talk to. We need somebody to talk to, really, you know, that. But I feel like so many teenagers feel like they can't. You know, it's really heartbreaking. But one of the things that I actually looked up and found is that an estimated 5 million adolescent age from 12 to 17 in the United States struggle with depression. That number's too high. And that is not good. As somebody that has struggled with depression for a while, thank the Lord I'm free from it, which is why I'm talking about it. It's not easy. It sucks, actually. But it is overcomable. And in a few minutes, I'll get to how I overcome it. But for those of you that don't know what depression is, the depression is a constant feeling of sadness or interest of, or a loss of interest, which stops you from doing normal activities or almost kind of like a permanent state of sadness. And that's not any fun because I know if you're anything like me, you want to be happy. You want to be joyful. You want to be jumping. You want to be singing, praising, dancing, anything, you know. But depression pretty much blocks a lot of that. And that's very sad. So part of my experience with depression is I would often go in my room and shut my door and not talk to anybody for sometimes up to a week, and I just felt so lonely, and I felt like I had nobody to talk to, and I didn't know until a good friend of mine reached out, I'm gonna leave them unnamed, and invited me to youth group, and I was like, okay, I had a pretty bad experience, what do I do? And I'll tell you what I did, I went anyway, and I really felt a genuine presence of God. And it wasn't till that next Wednesday I got freed from depression. And that's how you get out of it, is God. And I know some people don't always want to hear that answer, like, oh, it's just God. God's the answer to everything. I don't think he is. He's all fake. No, he's not. And he desires to have a close relationship with us and desires just to help us. But sometimes it's our own stupidity that we just back away from that. You know, it's kind of like if somebody, if you're hungry, and somebody gives you a bunch of food and you just kind of look at the food and then walk away. You know, that's not going to solve you being hungry. So it's right there. And if you have any questions with that, please feel free to reach out to a trusted adult or me or anybody, really. One of the scriptures that helped me overcome it, that I felt that helped me overcome it, that some of the mentors in my life kind of kept showing me was, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit, Psalms 34:18. The reason that verse is so impactful to me is because it's telling us about how the Lord is close to people that have depression. Literally, the problem that we're talking about, depression. The Lord is close to those who have depression, basically, or saves those who are crushed in spirit, which means, I don't know about you, but if I'm depressed, I feel crushed. I feel like my whole life has just been drained. But it is a miracle by God that He gives us a way out of that. And that's pretty much it. Other than, it's not an easy battle. And especially somebody that dealt with it, and I have many friends that have dealt with it, it's not easy. But there is indeed a way out. And I'm not trying to make this sound like a depressing episode, because we're talking about getting out of depression. And I just want to go ahead and share that once you get out of it, your life changes completely. And that's one of the reasons why I got out of it so quickly, is because I was so excited to feel joy. And it's like when the Lord offered me that opportunity, I took it so fast, so fast. And I've never felt better. The Lord has done so much for me, and I have every right to rejoice in that. And I want that for each and every single one of you. That's pretty much it today. I didn't plan on having too long of an episode. When it comes to depression, it's just one of those things that, we all need help with. And a lot of people struggle with it. As you heard, 20.1% of the population. That's too much. That number needs to come down to 0.1 or even 0. In fact, I would rather 0. That would be awesome. But, it's so sad that teenagers feel like they don't have a way out. Here's the thing. You do. And the answer is not suicide. The answer is not watching things you shouldn't. The answer is not doing drugs. The answer is not any of that. The answer is Jesus. He will help you. It doesn't matter where you're at. I promise you, He will. Actually, I think that concludes today's episode. Like I said, if you need any assistance or anything, feel free to reach out to anybody. A trusted adult, your parents, me. I'm here. And we will get right back on track with our regular episodes. We are actually going to be talking a lot about the struggles of teenagers' lives, because as this is literally called Teens for the Nation, it's teenagers. And you've heard some stories. You've heard people called to ministry. You've heard all kinds of good stuff. I shared that in the beginning. Feel free to go check those out. But now it's time to talk about the problem so that we can solve them. Because I'm done just sitting around and watching teenagers commit suicide. And I'm done watching them struggle. I'm done watching them do that. It's time to stand up, and it's time to fight for our freedom that God has given us, and it is time to fight against evil, all evil. So join me in that fight. Pray every day. Don't stop praying. It changes everything, I promise. Thank you for listening today, and I hope you have an absolutely wonderful evening or day or whatever time you're listening to this. And I will see you later. Goodbye.